Masechet Maaser Sheni, Perek Aleph Mishnah Hay. Up till now, we've discussed the different types of uses that may be that the Maaser Sheni may be used for. Animals may be used, may be purchased with it. Fruits may be purchased with it. Now, the Mishnah is going to discuss things which the Maaser Sheni may not be used for, and what happens if a person actually uses his Maaser Sheni money for those things. Halokeach Mayim Umelach. If somebody uses the Maaser Sheni money to purchase water or salt or fruits which are attached to the ground, or fruits which cannot reach Jerusalem, which cannot reach Yerushalayim, meaning they will rot before they reach Yerushalayim. So lo kana Maaser, in all these cases, the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni, the sanctity of Maaser Sheni, does not apply to these foods. It's not chal on these foods, because one is not allowed to use the Maaser Sheni money to purchase these things. The Mefarshim explain that the Maaser Sheni money must be used for things which are A, detached from the ground, and that's why Pirut HaMechubarim LaKarka, fruits which are attached to the ground, are not eligible for Maaser Sheni, because the money must be used for things which are detached from the ground. And also, the money must be used for things which are gidulei karka, things which either grow from the ground, such as fruits, or animals like a behema, a kosher animal, which gains nourishment from the ground. Its sustenance comes from the ground. Mayim u'melach, salt and water, which do not grow from the ground, are therefore excluded from this pasuk, and therefore the money of Maaser Sheni cannot be used. So in all these cases, lo kana maaser. There's no kedusha of maaser sheni, no sanctity of maaser sheni on these things which are bought. The Mefarshim discussed what happens to the money that one spent to buy these things. Does that money still have the sanctity of maaser sheni? So it seems like if a person can get the money back and then spend the money on appropriate things for maaser sheni, that's the ideal case. But if a person cannot get the money back, so then he has to spend additional money of his own from his chulin money to compensate for that money which he spent on Maaser Sheni, which he can no longer get back. So if he spent $5 of his Maaser Sheni money on water, he now has to spend $5 of his own money on things which are appropriate for Maaser Sheni. The Mishnah now continues and discusses somebody who buys fruits with his Maaser Sheni money, however, outside of Yerushalayim. We know the money is supposed to be spent inside Yerushalayim. What happens if a person spends the money outside of Yerushalayim? So halokeach peirot, somebody buys fruits outside of Yerushalayim, shogeg, if he did it by accident, and he didn't realize that the money that he was spending was Maaser Sheni money. So what's the halakha? In that case, yachzur damim mekoman. It's considered to be a mekach ta'ut. It is not a valid sale, and the sale is canceled out, and the buyer gets his money back, and the seller gets the item back. Mezid, however, if he does it on purpose, meaning he knows that he's spending Maaser Sheni money to buy these fruits outside of Yerushalayim, outside of Jerusalem, so then Ya'aluv v'yachlu b'makom. So then he has to take those fruits up to Yerushalayim and eat them there. Vim ein mikdash. However, if there is no Beit HaMikdash at the time, and therefore is not he can't fulfill his obligation by eating them in Yerushalayim, so then yirkavu, he has to wait until the fruits rot and he is not able to redeem these fruits, because fruits that have been purchased with Maaser Sheni money cannot later on be redeemed. Mishnah Vav, a similar Mishnah. Halokeach behema. Let's say somebody outside of Yerushalayim, outside of Jerusalem, uses Maaser Sheni money to purchase an animal. So shogeg, if it was by accident, so then yachzur damelim kaman. So then the sale is canceled out, and he gets his money back, and he has to use the money on other things that are for Maaser Sheni. Mezid, however, if it's on purpose, so then tale v'teach kabel makom. If he knew that the money that he was spending was Maaser Sheni money, so then tale v'teach kabel makom. It must be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten there. Vim ein mikdash, and if there's no Beit HaMikdash, tikaver al yedei ora, it should be buried with the hide. that even the hide one is not allowed to get benefit from because it has the kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni, and since you can't take it to Yerushalayim because there's no Beit HaMikdash, so therefore it must be buried with the hide. And again, once he buys the animal with the Ma'aser Sheni money, he can't subsequently go and redeem it, and that's why he either has to take it up to Yerushalayim or wait till the animal dies if there is no Beit HaMikdash.